Hello, people. My name is Jason Lawrence, and welcome to The Medicine Show. Bring the music down a tiny bit. And this is a variety show with the goal of broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and perhaps some insight. This is a casual flow, which means that it's deliberately brought to you with love at a non-forced rate of human absorption with the added element of fellowship. Oh, yeah. So we're listening to Byzantine Blue, Serbian rock at its finest. We're broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless these people. We would like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they stand for, what they stand on, and what they understand. I would also like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. May others learn from such courage. Thank you humbly. Okay, so bring that down. So tonight we are welcoming socially conscious rapper Fat Dog, aka Sean Omid. Sorry. The actor and writer, etc., etc., etc. Fat Dog, PHATDAWG, the man, the alter ego of Sean Omid, was birthed by the pen. Fat Dog's silent but deadly demeanor has led to some observations about the world that is informed and manifested into his style on the mic. Forever the underdog, his bark speaks for all those going through the struggle, while his bite provides the catalyst for revolution, thought, and change. With masterfully crafted rhymes and infectious flows, Fat Dog hits you your heart where it counts. Just listen and you'll know why this dog can truly be considered man's best friend. Welcome back, Fat Dog. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How you doing, man? It's been a minute.
It has been a couple of minutes, hasn't it?
When was the last time? I think when I came, it was earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
And it was during the playoffs, because I remember I was driving down to the studio and I was listening to the game because the game hadn't quite finished. I was listening to the guy and we won that night and I came in my jersey and all that. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It was a sports night.
Yeah. So that's what I remember of that.
Excellent. Well, so we are doing a show. Basically, prescription for tonight is love and war, and the war within about trying to become a better person is fighting the ego. So drop the ego, fight it, ignore it, starve it, and you're going to have a lot less problems in your life. So we're going to start off with this Chief Dan George doing the Indian prayer. And this is basically going to set the tone for the entire show because he describes basically today's prescription. And we'll be right back after this Chief Dan George. And what else was I going to say? We are also welcoming our new sound guy. His name is CeeLo.
CeeLo.
CeeLo has joined us. He's also a rapper as well from China, and he is quite the producer. So he's joining us, and he is going to be saying hello a little bit later. Hopefully I can convince him to speak on air. He's just the technician for now, but maybe even one day we'll get him to play sing on the show. But
man, we'll chop it up in no time, right? Me and CeeLo.
That's what I'm thinking, CeeLo. Right? You guys should probably do some networking. That's what I think.
No, but we've been chatting outside, and I'm interested to see. He's got a studio set up and all that, and yeah, we'll definitely hook up, work on some stuff together.
Well, he's done some quality stuff. So we are going to go right away into the native prayer. And we'll be back in a few minutes on The Medicine Show. Thank you.
They knew of an Indian prayer, which was universal. Every tribe knew the prayer. This is the prayer. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, whose breath gives life to the world, hear me. I come to you as one of your many children. I am small and weak. I need your strength and your wisdom. May I walk in beauty. Make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things that you have made, and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may know the things that you have taught your children, the lessons that you have hidden in every leaf and rock. Make me strong, not to be superior to my brothers, but to be able to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me ever ready to come to you with straight eyes, so that when life fades, as the fading sunset, my spirit will come to you without shame.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We're back on the Medicine Show with Sean and CeeLo and myself, Jason. And, well, we're going to listen to, right away, we're going to listen to some of your music, Sean.
Yeah. I'm excited to share this.
Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah. So this first one is called Day After Day, and it's featuring my girl, Nikki B. She's out in T-Dot right now doing her thing. And, all it is, and, you know, just to open it up, is just like, you know, day after day, we're going through the struggle. So day after day, you've just got to remind yourself to keep strong, keep trudging through. And that's what this song really is about. And as a matter of fact, the majority of these songs, if not all of them tonight, they're off my project called Dog of War, which I'm working on right now currently.
Right.
And so the Dog of War album, it really takes you through the journey of fighting a battle or fighting a war, whether that's a spiritual war, whether that's a personal war, whether it's a real war, whatever the case, emotional war, whatever have you, right? But and this is the song that kind of opens up the album. So
okay,
yeah. Day
so
after
I'm
day.
gonna play like kind of like the advocate here, and even if I know the answer, I'm still gonna ask a few silly questions. Like,
oh, bring it.
Okay, so since not everybody's hip to the lingo, yeah. What's T-Dot? Is that Toronto?
T-Dot, yeah, Toronto, yeah. T-Dot as in T-O, you know, and then T-Dot, O-Dot, and then you shorten that down more to T-Dot. I don't know if anybody says that anymore.
It's all about shortening things. And this is the thing, is that we're going to give you a bit of schooling while you're here and... You know,
yeah.
it's old school.
It's all about efficiency. If you don't need to, you know, say, you know, like, why expend that energy? That's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Well, I could go into more conversation about that, but let's listen to the song first, and we'll come right back with Sean Omid, the Fat Dog. This is, what's the name of the song?
Day After Day.
Day After Day. Bring it. Okay. And Day After Day is... What's the name of the album?
Dog of War.
Dog of War. Okay. So, as I said, we're adjusting to a few new changes, and we're happy to be here, and we're really excited to bring you the next coming music. Okay. So, we're going to come right back in just a second. We're going to listen to something else, and we're going to go back into Fat Dog in just a minute, okay? Dragonose, yeah. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show. Black.
I mean, that's what the world calls me, but it's not me. I didn't come out of my mother's womb saying, hey, everybody, I'm black. No, I was taught to be black. And you were taught to call me that, along with whatever you call yourself. It's just a label. See, from birth, the world force feeds us these labels. And eventually, we all swallow them. We digest and accept the labels, never, ever doubting them. But there's one problem. Labels are not you, and labels are not me. Labels are just labels. But who we truly are is not skin deep. See, when I drive my car, no one would ever confuse the car for me. Well, when I drive my body, why do you confuse me for my body? It's my body. Get it? Not me. Let me break it down. See, our bodies are just cars that we operate and drive around. The dealership we call society decided to label mine the black edition, yours the Irish or white edition. And with no money down, 0% APR, and no test drive, we were forced to own these cars for the rest of our lives. Forgive me, but I fail to see the logic or pride in defining myself or judging another by the cars we drive. Because who we truly are is found inside. Listen, I'm not here to tell you how science has concluded that genetically we're all mixed and race in the human species doesn't exist, or how every historian knows that race was invented in the 15th century to divide people from each other and it has worked perfectly. No, I'm not here to lecture. I just want to ask one question. Who would you be if the world never gave you a label? Never gave you a box to check? Would you be white, black, Mexican, Asian, Native American, Middle Eastern, Indian? No. We would be one. We would be together. No longer living in the era of calling human beings black people or white people. These labels that will forever blind us from seeing a person for who they are, but instead seeing them through the judgmental, prejudicial, artificial filters of who we think they are. And when you let an artificial label define yourself, then my friend, you have chosen smallness over greatness and minimized yourself, confined and divided yourself from others. And it is an undeniable fact that where there is division, there will be conflict, and conflict starts wars. Therefore, every war has started over labels. It's always us versus them. So the answer to war, racism, sexism, and every other ism is so simple that every politician has missed it. It's the labels. We must rip them off. Isn't it funny how no baby is born racist, yet every baby cries when they hear the cries of another, no matter the gender, culture, or color, proving that deep down we were meant to connect and care for each other. That is our mission, and that is not my opinion. That is the truth in a world that has sold us fiction. Please listen, labels only distort our vision, which is why half of those watching this will dismiss it or feel resistance and conflicted. But just remember, so did the caterpillar before it broke through its shell and became the magnificent butterfly. Well, these labels are our shells, and we must do the same thing so we can finally spread our wings. Human beings were not meant to be slapped with labels like groceries and supermarkets. DNA cannot be regulated by the FDA. We were meant to be free, and only until we remove them all and stop living and thinking so small will we be free to see ourselves and each other for who we truly are. So what can we do in the face of all this madness and chaos? What is the solution? We can love.
Trying to control the mind is like trying to flatten out water. You just make more waves.
All right. Welcome back, Medicine Show.
Thank you, thank you, and yeah, that was a powerful message right there.
Prince E, and that's spelled E-A, if you ever want to check out Prince E. And so we had a few technical glitches. We're learning a new system here and got a new sound, man. I'm very excited about this. So we have a song that we were going to play of yours, yeah, so let's try that out again, and we have fixed our glitch. Yeah. So let's try this out again.
Day After Day featuring Nikki B.
And Fat Doll, P-H-A-T.
You gotta fight so hard, but you gotta do it. Don't let nobody or nothing cut you down. Let's do this.
We're back on the Madison Show, and was Nikki B.
Nikki B. serenading you.
So tell us about Nikki B. and what's up with her. You work with her regularly?
Yeah. She recently moved out to Toronto because she's an actress and a voiceover artist, and I think she actually booked a lead in a series, a cartoon series, just recently. So yeah, she's doing good out there.
Cartoons, that's exciting.
Yeah, because she also does voiceovers as well as sing and all that. And yeah, I mean, when we first started working together, she kind of shot me a message on Facebook being like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm looking for a rapper for a song I'm doing, you know, can you come out and do something, blah blah blah. And you know, at first I was kind of like, okay, so yeah, sure, why not. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, man, what if she's bad? But then when she sent me the song that she was working on and I listened to it, I'm like, no, she's good. I was really feeling her style, and I was feeling her voice and feeling her flow and all that. And she's great. She's a super amazing artist. And yeah, it's a pleasure to work with her every time. You know, she always
does
brings
the heat.
Does
she live in Toronto or here?
She lives in Toronto right now. She comes back and forth every so often. But yeah, so yeah, we actually just shot a music video in April. Yeah.
Is that up already?
It's up. It's up on YouTube. You can check it out. It's taken over. It's off my other project called the Equilibrium EP that I did with my homeboy, D. Clark.
I remember that one. I got that at home.
But yeah, so that's
big fan. So what has been, what's the projects you're working on right now?
So right now I'm working on Dog of War, and it's very dark, very political, very underground, very aggressive, and I did that on purpose because it's a concept album. And I did want to address, you know, that theme of war and what does it mean? What's that journey like? And what are the types of wars are we fighting, you know, daily, you know? Be it, like I said, you know, political, emotional, spiritual, personal, practical, you know, at work, okay, play, you know, school, whatever the case may be.
So you seem to fight for others. It's like that's what you're putting forward. Is that part of something that was inspired from certain victories of your own?
Yeah, you know, just the what I write about is I pull from my own struggle and hope to find a universal in it that people can relate to. Mm-hmm. And when they hear my music, and you know, if I can put something forth, or if I'm on, you know, like, you know, it's like Tupac in one of his, you know, in his songs when he goes "fuck the world," you know. I take that and I internalize that and I relate to that in my way. And I'm like, yeah, fuck the world, meaning I'm going to stand here, I'm going to do what I do, and I'm not going to be afraid of it. And so, and that really stuck with me, especially when I was, you know, first starting to rap and started to, you know, write my stuff. And what I'm all about is if somebody listens to my music and they can find something they can relate to and they can pull something out of there that gives them courage, it gives them the strength to keep going on or keep going through the struggle, or so they can find the victories in life, you know. That's what my music is about. So it's not always pretty, it's not always, you know, happy joy. And you know what, life can get ugly, but life can also be beautiful. And sometimes you got to go through the ugly to get to the beautiful. Sometimes you got to go through the pain to get to the joy, you know. And then I'm not saying that it's always going to be like that, you know. Sometimes you go through the joy to get to the pain, you know. But that's, you know, but that's life. It's a balancing act, you know. And and yeah, that definitely is a part of life. You know, the struggle and the pain. And
so,
yeah,
when you think back, like, is there a comparison like to 10 years ago, you and the now you?
Yeah, I think at the core, I still hold a lot of my core values. And but I mean, I've just in terms of just going on and you know, fighting for what I want, you know, and having goals and setting them and meeting obstacles and going around them and, you know, and that kind of thing, and finding a way through these things, and that I'm able to reach, you know, that I'm able to reach my victories.
Okay, so, I mean, you, growing up, we sort of get these perspectives from our experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I find that about every 5 years, I look back and I say, you know, because you really think that whatever position you're standing in, and if you're slightly rational, that you're coming from a place of perspective and you credit yourself like, the most sane, normal that I can be with my perspective. And then you look back 10, like 5 years later, and you go, God, I really didn't have it together as much as I thought.
Well, you know, it's in that way. Okay, so I guess the change, if you're asking what has changed in my perspective.
Yes, and so what have you learned from this 10 years of ups and downs to be coming to, because now you're doing specific theme album against these things of things that are on your mind now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I guess what I'm getting at is, what lessons did you learn along the way? Had certain victories that come to mind that makes you very mindful?
Well, you know what? It's don't take anything personally. Don't take anything personally. Anything that happens, it's don't take it personally. And in that way, then you can be objective about. You can be objective about your objectives, you know, about your goals. And then you can reevaluate, you can reassess, you can strategize, and you can go forward from there, you know. So it's, you're taking a class, right? And let's say it's your first year in college or university, and you bomb your first test, and you got to go, okay, then you reflect on, you know, where you went wrong, then you can, you know, but... You know, as long as you don't wallow in that, you just got to take a look and be like, okay, this is what it is. I can't change it. So I'm going to see what I did wrong. What could I do better next time? And do that. And then you get a 60% in your next test. And then you get 80%. Then you get 100%. Maybe you go down to 90% because, but that's life, you know? It's just.
I guess I'm going to ask you in another way in the same question because I can't help. Is there any specific stories that you, like hardships that has brought you to enlightenment?
Yeah. Yeah, enlightenment.
Can you share any of these stories?
Well, enlightenment is such a personal thing, and it's a very subjective thing, I think, because I think enlightenment for everybody is a little different. But I mean,
I'm not saying for Jesus instance, all of a sudden. Enlightenment. Walking on water in here.
Okay, first is so I'm also an actor, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's a craft I take very seriously, and I love doing it.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was about 2021, and I did this workshop. It was a really intense workshop. And I just tell you, man, like, I bombed that workshop like nobody's business.
Mm.
You know, nobody's business. And, you know, it was like the scene was all kind of off kilter, and they had a casting director out from Toronto, I didn't even learn my lines for the workshop or anything.
How humbling, right?
You know, and it's like, and this was after a breakthrough in the same workshop, but the previous workshop, right?
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, from then on, like, I didn't be like, oh, maybe this is not for me. This is when I went to myself. I'm like, okay, I got to reevaluate how I'm approaching this and the dedication that I have, right? And I took it from there, you know. And, I went back, I took voice classes and I just changed all of that for myself, and I just kept going on, man, and just kept learning, you know, and the eradication of ego makes that a lot easier to accomplish.
Well, okay. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh, that's it.
Well, we were talking about listening to some more of your music, and then we're going to continue on with more Fat Dog, a.k.a. Sean Omid. So which song do you want to listen to next?
Which song should we do? Let's do Underdog Rebellion.
Underdog Rebellion, and tell us a little bit about that song then.
Underdog Rebellion is just, you know, it's not letting anybody tell you that you can't do something because you're too this or you're too that, you know? And I say it right in the intro, you're going to hear it. And it's just about, you know, what you wanted to do. It's never too late to do anything. And so it's like, you know, if the status quo says you can't do something, it's almost like you got to rebel just to do it. If you love doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it doesn't matter how old you are or whatever. You know, just do it. You know, at any age, you know, just do it.
Oh, I think there's a guilt for people. It's telling you that, you know, you have to be, you know, these, especially with all these reality shows and everything, and telling you that you have to be perfect and you'll be humiliated if you go out there and try and not be beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
you know, oh, look, it's somebody who's overweight who's singing good. Look, she's over 50 and she still can sing. And I think, like, what is with that perspective, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. Let the words speak for themselves. The art usually speaks better than we do without our art. So this is
this one's for all y'all out there who told
they could do Fat Dog.
No, they weren't good enough. They weren't good looking enough. Too old, too young, whatever. I don't give a fuck. What you gotta do? You gotta stand for what you want, yeah.
And bring the ruckus, motherfucker.
Become a pen and bust. Some motherfuckers get to talking to bucking them deadly fucking with precision. My mission never back down. Prescription, bow down. Prescription, face my decision. Lace the incision. Ready for war. Ever since I was born, a young seed. Pray for wicked deeds, casualties, and bloody stacks. I will flip them attacks. Enemies crack. One hit, two, I'm done with you. The dogs, they fool. Peep rage on display. Leaked out the cage. Just throw the bullet to spray. Finna melt the way you hate. Let me live the way you oughta live. With dreams intact, hopes and acts. Niggas snack a ninja clad in black. Got the world under siege. Hot fire will breathe in the seas. Wanna see what's going on, what's wrong with society. Thank the universe for the big dawn. The AWG. Yo, yo, untouchable mind.
Yo,
hit it off one time, homie.
I got this.
Kill it.
Arm up, ready to rock, let's roll. Time's up, ready or not, let's go. The grenades in my palm, I'm releasing the clip. This song is the bomb as I release the hit. I'ma blow the shit up and make my presence felt. You're the victim and the witness, better take my message well. This is life or death, I have the right to threat. Every Van City citizen listening to a set. This is the real thing, I'm all up in this bitch. Feeling the music deep into it, I'm embodied in the mix. I'm rocking rhymes as I'm dropping lines. I'm locking vibes as I'm shocking lives. My mind is a gun, the lyrics are the bullets. Bang, 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 you can hear it when I pull it. I'm dangerously armed, reloading to unload. Pumping cold blood with nothing, no love. I'm a touchable mind and my intent is to live life to the fullest and do it, I'm relentless.
Okay, now this is the Medicine Show, and sometimes we do have to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on the Medicine Show, and bring in the commercial music. Okay, Medicine Show on Friday night, CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We're going to come right back after these messages.
So easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
All right, we're back. We're back on the Medicine Show with Fat Dog, P-H-A-T-D-A-W-G. Tell them about the internet presence. And is that easily Googleable, or is there several Fat Dogs in the world?
Oh, no, there's only one Fat Dog. I mean, there's some other ones, but they're inconsequential, too.
I understand.
As I like to say, the cosmos is my yard. And where are we? So,
yes.
But yeah.
All right. So, tell us about the next song we're going to listen to, and it is featuring another girl. Is that or what?
No, this not, it's just you. This next one. Oh, but
what is he coming up?
Oh, coming up. Oh, this one is by my homeboy Lil T.
Oh,
and yeah, so you know, I decided to bring on some of the tracks and let people listen to some other people I work with, and Lil T is one of them cats that I do work with, and yeah, I mean,
I'm based out of Vancouver, out of Van City,
and I met him. Oh, how long ago now? Oh, it's been a while. It's been about 6-7 years ago, and we met in an open mic. And first, when he got up on stage, I'm like, "What's this 16-year-old kid doing up on here? Like, what's going on?" Because
how'd he get in here?
Yeah, well, yeah, because you know he's a little short, a little smaller guy, Lil T, right? And and he starts spitting. I'm like, "This kid can spit," and then I find out, you know, he was older than I thought he was, but you know he was such a talented dude, and I'm like, you know, we got to work together, you know, and so
Absolutely. Yeah, so
we started working together, and you know, we've maintained that working relationship ever since with a bunch of our other homies. So. Yeah, really stoked about this one. He's also an actor. He just wrapped up 3 seasons on Some Assembly Required. That's a YTV show. Okay. And
a which TV show?
Some Assembly Required.
No, and you said it's a what TV?
YTV.
Show? YTV.
Oh, YTV.
YTV. I thought you said something else.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, so it's, yeah, so he's, you know, really proud of him. He's doing great, and I love working with him, you know?
Well, I noticed that in the videos, you guys make videos together.
Yeah, well, he's a feature on my track, Taken Over, and that music video is on YouTube right now. You can check that out.
Got a whole posse going on with the girl dancing around and singing and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's Nikki B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And if anybody like what they hear, just go and Google this name. Check out on YouTube.
You can go to YouTube, Facebook. You know, you can go to fatdogmusic.com and you'll get everything.
And you support there. The underdogs when you support the dog. All right. So let's listen to that track and we'll come right back on The Medicine Show.
Just work for them. The riches, you haven't heard of them. We're really slaves to democracy, taught to be commodities. This ain't how it ought to be. I know I'm free, audibly. Set for the cop and the block of beef, cause I keep making hip-hop and beats. I'm tired of these hypocrisies. Stealing pensions is awful, please. Take a moment, stop and see. We are your people who fight for peace. If you would listen, if you rock with me, you can see we got lots to teach. Come on. Stealing from the elderly and old, pensions bought and sold. Everything that
get a hold, and in the end they were told, this rainbow's out of gold, yeah, yeah, this rainbow's out of gold, yeah, yeah. What if we rose up together, storm the weather, removed you from your leather, tapped your phone calls, took away your ride, your homes and your pride, you raise your tax, intercept your facts and start a new tradition. Let's build them prisons up with corrupt politicians. Yeah, yeah. They took the people's stash, now you're gonna hear the rap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the people.
Back on the medicine show.
Right, right. You got a little encore of that going on.
Yeah, I love those little pieces they put at the end of some songs, this little teaser. Still in the background.
Yeah. That's Little T and also Jen Hirschman Cromwell and DK. That's who's featured on the track.
The posse, as they call them.
Them, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, okay, so. You know, when we have you in here, we get to ask questions like, you know, what's it like to be famous, or what's it like to eat the food backstage? So what is the best backstage food experience you've had ever, even if it was a crappy club?
The best backstage? Oh, man. I was playing at this club called The Motel. It used to be...
Sorry.
My mic's floating away on me over here.
Yeah, we got springs on the microphones, yeah, and they just popped up in your face there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
So it was this
road
club,
food.
It was this club called The Motel, and
what city?
Vancouver here.
Okay.
Yeah,
the Motel.
Yeah, yeah. It's closed off now. It used to be
exciting.
The Wild Coyote.
Oh, right down on Marine
Drive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they
changed
it into the Motel. When they changed it to the Motel, they had a sushi bar upstairs.
No way.
Yeah, so after
it's
I was
brilliant.
After yeah.
You get
when
the
I was
munchies.
Finished, I was when we finished our set and we finished playing, I'm like, I'm gonna get me some sushi, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. A lot of people getting the munchies and going there. I was thinking that we like there's never a taco truck outside of the club like there should be. So
yeah.
Sushi is a good idea.
There was a taco truck in Seattle when I went to go see the Wu-Tang Clan.
You saw Wu-Tang.
I saw the Wu-Tang Clan before they came here. Actually, I didn't. This is a couple years before then. I went with my homie J-Dubs, and we just did a road trip down there, and we saw him. It was wild.
Okay, tell me about this name J-Dubs, because I have a friend whose nickname is J-Dub.
Yeah,
but he's a lighting guy on the movies. So it's not the same guy, is it?
No, J-Dubs. J-Dubs, aka the Dirty Love Child. Another homeboy of mine. We've been working together for
Dirty
a long
Love Child.
Time. Yeah, you got to.
Is there any story behind that you know?
You've got to ask him.
Oh, damn.
So you've got to get him
on the show.
You've got to get him on the show, and you've got to ask him about it.
Absolutely. Is there a rap scene in Vancouver that's notable? I mean, we don't really see the music scene seems to be so divided in different places.
Yeah, you know, it's Vancouver is really like I don't think it's gotten its proper look yet on the world stage, even the national stage or whatever. But I mean, we've got some amazing artists coming out of here, you know. Even back from, you know, the Rascals and Swollen Members up to like guys like Snack the Ripper and, you know, Matt Brevner, Mercury's, the, you know, all them cats, myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Little T.
Well,
you've
done some work with Swollen Members people as well, somehow.
Yeah,
we opened
up for them. They had their comeback performance, and we were invited to come out and open up for them. And I mean, Prevail came up to us after, and he was like, "Yo, man, that was a dope. Thank you for doing that." And yeah.
Have you ever heard of Mike Manns?
Mike Manns, no.
Amazing rapper from Surrey.
Oh, wow.
And he's been on the show, and there's also been Jake the Rapper. So when you said, what was the one that
Snack
was,
the Ripper.
Snack the Ripper. We got Jake the Rapper. Another local.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there is a scene happening around Vancouver, but it just seems so underground.
Yeah, it is largely underground.
Is there clubs that support such things?
You know, it's tough, especially for rap. I mean, for any kind of musical act to get a gig at a club, you know, they'd rather pay a DJ. The DJ comes out, plays some songs, people go, and they only care about the drinks, right? But I do know studio, that used to be Joe's apartment. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They do a lot of live music shows, and they've been great, you know, in terms of that. And they've kind of, it seems like they've, because it used to be Joe's apartment, and it right. seems like now they've kind of, you know, embraced that live music. And, you know, that's what Vancouver needs more of. You know, we don't need more DJs in the clubs. We need some more musicians on stage.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. There was years in this town when they didn't have enough.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've heard, you know.
Well, I don't like the real commercialism of the Granville Strip club scene.
Yeah.
And I almost want to play like in different clubs just for the flavor. But
you want
at least they're there supporting the local scene, and that's really important.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, if you want flavor, you got to head down to Calabash. Calabash Bistro.
Now, I've heard this. What neighborhood's that?
It's a Caribbean restaurant. It's on Abbott, I think.
Okay.
And it's like Abbott and Pender.
Right.
And it's and they've got some dope nights. I've never had a bad night there.
Damn.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever. The food is great. The drink is good. I mean, the drink is great. Everything about that place is great.
Okay. Well.
And yeah.
So being in the music and the scene and everything, what about it? Like any crazy wild like fan stories or like stalker stories or anything? You have any wild fans in the audience like doing table slams off there?
I tell you, there's I was doing a show once. It was we were opening for Warren G. And there was this girl. Okay, so we were kind of like outside the club, you know, just chatting it up before we head inside. And there's this nice looking girl outside, and you know, and knows her or whatever. But you know, she couldn't, you know, whatever. And then after, you know, she saw us up on stage, and like afterwards, she was just like, yeah, just kind of clinging on, you know, because we were just like up on stage. So you know, it's. You know, I don't have too many crazy stories like that. You know, I'm sure some other artists have some crazier stories, but for me, it's just kind of like, you know, you see somebody in what anybody perceives as a position of power, and you automatically just want to be around that. You know, so.
Well, yeah, there's that and the energy of everybody likes the party scene, and that when it's going good, there's a reason.
Yeah,
you know, the quality of the music, and it attracts, you know, a whole scene.
Our music is pretty great. You know, everybody always has a good time to our music. No, I'm not fronting, man. This may seem like I'm stoking my own ego here.
No,
but,
I've listened to it. what about people's perceptions of it that don't understand? Like, I know there's always been generation gaps, but you know, how do you describe and tell the people that have a hard time accepting the whole culture of rap, you know, explaining to them that you don't really want to lock your wife in a trunk of a car. You're just pointing out that people do that and they should consider it and fix the world instead of burying their head in the sand. This stuff is happening.
Yeah.
And so like, these are some important things you guys are talking about, violence and knives and guns and stuff like that. But I understand a lot of symbolic. So go ahead.
But you know, but at the same time, that's such a small part. Like that's all that gangster street life stuff is a small part of hip hop, you know. And hip hop is, you know, they're all about the peace and love, the unity, you know. And, you know, as
beautiful as, side of rap.
Yeah. You know, you got MCing, you got beatboxing, you got breakdancing, you got graffiti artists, you got the DJs. Those are the five main elements of hip hop, you know. And I think for me, it's like you got to talk about the social ills, because I believe hip hop came from the struggle. You know, and it came from a lower economic status, you know, in society. And so. So and that's where it came from, you know. But at the same time, it's a great unifying culture.
Okay, well, how about this, about scaring people and with the swear words? You know, Bob Marley didn't use swear words, but he talked about violence and crime and social things. So I understand it myself. Like I said, I'm going to ask questions, kind of like you know.
Well, you know,
how can you let the older people feel at ease with your music that you're not out to destroy the world?
Well, you know, it's you just got to listen to the content and what's the main message behind it. You can't just listen to, oh, you know, swear with this, swear with that. Yeah, well, you know, you got to well, that's the thing, you got to train your ear to hear, right? But you know, and for me, swear words, like as I've grown older, they've appeared less and less in my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything I'm playing tonight I wrote 5 years ago.
Right.
And I think it's a testament to the project that is still relevant to today, and it still speaks, you know. But in terms of the swearing, it's, you know, sometimes you can't, you know, you just got this feeling inside, and sometimes the only word that can describe that feeling or your state of mind is fuck.
Damn.
Like, but
well,
but,
I always say mother though, right? Trucker, like mother you're some sort of a trucker, and that way you're not really swearing, but it feels good to say.
I don't know about that. But, you know, like, you stub your toe, you're not saying mother trucker. You're
mother
saying
trucker.
Fuck. You're saying all the expletives that you can, you know, think of if you stub your toe.
Okay, so you will learn. Well, I shouldn't say this. This, but, you know, if you train yourself, I really had to train myself. And part of the prayers that went into my everyday practice, or some people do, like, you know, self-affirmations in the mirror or you know, hypnosis to make themselves better. One thing I literally had to do is I said, oh, geez, I'm starting to be around older people and kids, and so I'm going to start replacing that F word with the truck word. And it was a real exercise. Yeah. But, I mean, regardless, this is music, and it's all about emotional expression. And I'm not saying to censor yourself. Believe me, I just
No. It's all good, man.
So
no,
let's talk about this next song, because are we gonna do the live song next?
You guys want a live
ready
song?
Ready for this?
If y'all want the live song, give me a hell yeah!
I got this.
Okay, yeah. This next one is called Everyday March, and okay. It's. It really describes, and this is about the midpoint of the album where the struggle and the war gets tiresome and it just weighs you down and you're just trudging through this thing. So that was the kind of feeling and
standing
sense that
like
I wanted.
A tree, babies.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's cue that up and we'll be listening to Sean Omid's Fat Dog Personality. Yeah.
All right.
Medicine Show.
Yeah. It's a rumble through these everyday struggles. Try to add up the numbers. We can't do it because we steeped in it. So far deep, want to see how real? Do we have time to think about higher states of consciousness? Are we feeling to pay rent? Lessen our debt that we don't even dent? We all believe in equality and freedom for the rest. Take a minute, reflect. We motherfucking Harvey Dent, breaking backs for the need of a dime. Now what follows behind? Chains and slave brains, homemade slaves. We got no liberty, there's no equality, only poverty in mind in rough times. My dude, this ain't right. We thought this is what a society was built on. If there's a semblance, it's all gone. Our lives into the dirt they ran. In all history, the biggest scam. The whole system's a fucking sham. An everyday march through the marsh. Take charge, realize time. The heart needs locked, it won't stop. Clots and leash, it won't drop. What it needs, too hot. Post on the block, a bull fight. We are an everyday march through the marsh. Take charge, realize times are hard. Knees locked, it won't stop. Clots and leash, it don't drop. What it needs, too hot. Post on the block, a bull fight. We are. To march with the drill sergeant whipping the backs to move fast with packs are hunched over like beggars under sacks. Treat us like hacks through sludge. We still charge lungs, hacking up blood. The 5-9s behind the murder rate will never decline. Quick, them gas masks, few just in time. But a dude fumble stumbles in the mud, forging forth frothy lips. It ain't the first time it happened like this. Floundering in lime through that thick green light. We all in a green, see your greed. Believe and do as I do, follow his casket. Too. You see faces hanging like the devil's sick of sin. This is a state too many in. It's all obscene as cancer, bitter as the cut of vile sores on innocent tongues. What you tell me with such high zest? Dolce decorum est? Just sell your soul to the man in the Ivy League vest. Yeah. Don't stop. So don't drive too high. A wolf eye. Yeah, it's a march, it's a march. Yeah, it's a march, it's a march. Through the marsh, take charge, realize times are hard. And it never stops, and it never stops, and it never stops. Tick-tock up on the clock, this is how it's going down. We can hip-hop until the beat all drop, come on.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right. That's live Fat Dog in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Yo, yo. We are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting from Squamish territory, Musqueam land, and we're gonna actually take another break.
Awesome. But before we take a break, can I really mention this fact about that song?
Please do.
So the second verse, it was inspired, and if not, I paraphrased the poem by Wilfred Owen, Dulce et Decorum Est. Pardon my Latin.
Dulce
et Decorum Est.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a war poem about, so what the Latin phrase means, it's the full phrase is Dulce decorum est pro patria mori, which means it's just and honorable to die for your country. But what happens is in the poem he describes Wilfred Owen, who fought in the First World War, he describes the scene of a gas attack, right? And in the gas attack, he describes all the horrors of what goes on, you know? And he's like, there's nothing honorable about it. You know, we're dying gruesome deaths here. Don't lie to the kids and say it's honorable to do that, because it isn't. And so I took that concept and what I said in that second verse, you know, we all in it. So the five nines are gas bombs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they exploded and, you know, it's all this green gas or whatever, right? And and so I took that, and the metaphor I'm using here is like we're all in a green sea of greed, you know, and it's like, and you take that in the metaphor in terms of that, and
yeah, I was noticing about the collars and the white the suits, the line about the corporate greed and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 and just sell your soul to the man in the Ivy League, you know. So it's, and you know, and I really believe that. You know, we've got to make a conscious effort to, you know, really think about the higher states of consciousness, because we are in an everyday march. We are hustling for that buck just to survive a lot of times, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes it's like you get up, you go to work, you know, 8 hours or whatever. You have whatever goes on at work. You come back home, you're exhausted. You don't want to think, you want to check out.
I like to ask people if they still have hope in this really, really scary world. So, you know, it sounds to me like you wouldn't be saying all this unless there is some sort of a hope.
Yeah, I mean, there is a hope, because, you know, first, if you wanna fix a problem, you gotta identify the problem, and you gotta be real about the problem, and you can't lie to yourself about the problem. But yeah, anyway, so that was just that, and I think yeah.
Okay, well, as I said, we're gonna go to a commercial. Medicine Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
We are back on the Medicine Show, Fat Dog, and our good friend CeeLo. Welcome to the program, CeeLo. How you doing?
Great.
Great, great, great. It's
always great.
You're a rapper too, right?
Yep.
And so can people take a listen to anything you've done, or should we just leave that for now?
Spit some quick acapella. I'll give you a beatbox.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're gonna be asking you to come up with some music eventually on the Medicine Show.
Yeah, maybe later. I'm more into producing than rapping.
he's now Vancouver's greatest latest producer.
Nice.
So, but back to Fat Dog. I want to ask you, what has been on your mind? What has been occupying your thoughts? You know, socially, and what bothers you and what inspires you lately? What's going on?
Well, what inspires me?
Something, geez. A new project brewing on the back burner,
well,
or something?
I'm telling you right now, man, we just ended the reign of tyranny in Canada. We just ended 9 years.
Harper is gone. Harper
straight
is
up.
Gone.
Like I made a diss track about that and I released it. You know,
I tweeted it out to him, but
you know, and it's like, it feels like a breath of fresh air. You know, Justin Trudeau was coming in and, you know, all these things just run counter to what Harper was doing. You know, he's unmuzzling the scientists. He's creating, you know, gender equality in his cabinet and all that kind of, all this progressive stuff. And, you know, but another part of me is, so I'm cautiously optimistic.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, you know what, you know, he can talk a good game, but can he back it up? Now, what about the environment or climate change? Or what about, what is he going to do with Bill C-51 and 24?
What's he
going to
do
about
all those pipelines? What's he going to do about?
That's the thing, though, right? And that, for me, the biggest issues for me, in this election was, yeah. Well, he already told Obama he's pulling out our Air Force.
Yes. And is he really going to do that? And is he really going to legalize the weed for, you know, and is he really going to do all these promises that he says? This is exciting. Future.
Well, you know what?
Facing.
Yeah, and but you know what? So far, I don't have too much to complain about. Cautiously optimistic, like I'm keeping my eye out.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to rest back and then all of a sudden, you know, something happens and, you know. But no, he's doing all the right things thus far, and I'm interested to see where he's going to go. But
He's in the sandbox with the world players, which is big money and a lot of push in certain directions.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But the thing is where Harper came with his iron fist and slammed it down and, you know, and creating, you know, these bills to lock down on environmentalists and, as he would, eco-terrorists or whatever, you know. I feel like Trudeau might listen a little more. The Liberal government might listen a little more to what the people have to say if there's a big enough stand and if there's a big enough movement behind.
I know the social impact of telling people, it's like tell a child that they matter. Strange thing happens. They believe you, right?
Yeah, you know,
you tell people they have a say in life and that they that their opinion matters. People do start, you know, getting more involved.
Well,
so.
And I think the biggest way for people's opinions and voices to be heard is changing the electoral system. You know, first past the post to proportional representation or mixed member proportional representation or something that gives a little more, you know, color to everybody's, you know, views and stuff, you know. So, I mean, the first past the post is a very archaic way of counting votes. So,
what do you think of the comparison to JFK?
Trudeau and JFK?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the comparison between Trudeau and his dad.
Yeah, really. And Margaret.
Because... But you know, but like...
The Rolling Stones and Margaret.
You know, interesting...
Is he really that...
But, you know, interestingly enough, though, Justin Trudeau was a substitute teacher at my high school.
Say that. Just say that again.
He was a substitute teacher at my high school.
Did you meet
about
him?
15 years ago. No, he wasn't teaching my class. All the teachers at the time, they're like, oh, my God, Justin Trudeau is here. We got to go meet him. He's probably a young guy back then. He probably just started, right? And all the kids are like, what?
Yeah, the prime minister's son, right?
Well, yeah.
And back then.
Yeah, yeah. But now he's the prime minister, so...
Right.
Anyway, so that's been on my mind lately, but also, you know, some of the breakthroughs in science. I mean, I just heard that Germany is testing out one of their fusion reactors.
What's that?
Fusion reactor.
Well, I'm not that scientific, but what's the difference? Like, it's a nuclear reactor, right?
Yeah,
I don't watch the news that often because it makes me depressed. So tell me about it.
Oh no, this wasn't reported in the news. This is on one of the science sites that I look up every once in a while and take my news from. But anyway, a fusion reactor is to my understanding, and I could be wrong because I'm no scientist. I just have an interest in this stuff. But it mimics what happened, the process inside of a star, which is, you know, nuclear fusion, which you get this perpetual energy. So a nuclear fusion reactor would mimic that, and instead of in nuclear fission, which is the nuclear reactors now, they split the atoms apart.
Yeah,
fuse the atoms together to create the energy. On my understanding. I mean, I know there's somebody out there that's like, oh, you're not explaining it right. You're being an idiot, man. Anyway, this is my understanding. If I'm wrong, you can phone in and tell me and give me the straight knowledge so I know for next time. But yeah.
What is that? Oh, I thought I heard some more music. Well, great. What's in the future for Fat Dog?
What's in the future? I'm working on this album, Dog of War. I'll be on set next week. Got another gig.
The set, meaning what show are you working on?
Motive.
Motive, and that's okay. And are you going to be going on, like, you're going to take this Dog of War thing on tour, and where would you go with it?
Oh, I'd probably focus locally to regionally. So I'll probably focus on BC.
Okay.
Were I to create a tour, I mean, then that's something that would have to, that was something that would have to take place after I finished the project, and you know, and but I would probably do Vancouver, and you know, probably go out to Surrey or whatever, go out into, you know, Penticton, Kelowna, go over to the island, go up to Prince George, and all that, and maybe parts of Alberta, but you know, stick around to this region, you know. Yeah, that's where I would tour it.
Excellent.
So if you want Dog of War to your town, you can email fatdog@live.com and express your opinion, and I will do my best to get there.
Well, I best do a plug for the show here too. If anybody has an opinion about this show, the Madison Show, please give us some feedback by going on our Facebook is Vancouver Medicine Show, and the Twitter is @VanMedicineShow. So check us out there, or Jason Lawrence on Facebook. Please feel free to give us some feedback on, I'll give you an email address for now. We're getting the website up and running soon, but VancouverMedicineShow@gmail.com is a good place to start for now. We'd love to get your opinion and feedback. And, oh, another thing is I did mention that Buckman Co. is scheduling to be on our show. He will not be on the 27th of this month. He's going to be in December, so that we could do, hopefully we'll have his whole band in here, but we're taking it step by step. But yes, very excited to have him in the studio, but I just want to mention he's not on the 27th as planned. He's coming in a couple weeks after that.
I just want to say I love Buckman Co. and his music and his style and everything that he's doing.
That is truly medicinal. That.
Yeah. Like I mean, I feel like $1 million every time I play his album, and I'm not, no joke, you know, it's straight real talk.
Well, yeah, it gives great hope when you see people that are like really doing successful music that's really positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know? And I love that, you know? And yeah.
Okay.
So
let's play another song.
Yeah. Dreamworld?
Dreamworld.
Let's play Dreamworld.
By Fat Dog. So tell us about the song.
So the Dreamworld is... It's down at its core, it's about being honest with yourself, and it's being truthful, and it's about, you know, the unexamined life is not worth living. Know thyself, right? You got to examine yourself and be truthful to yourself, and you know,
it's so profound because it's difficult. It's like fighting the ego, and it's a big war, you know, to fight your ego. Yes. Well, being honest with yourself,
yeah,
so it can cause, you know,
yeah,
clear up a lot of problems and take a lot of obstacles out of your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and this song is really a cautionary tale against living in a dream world.
Okay.
And the dream world will become evident as we listen to the song.
Okay, let's just let the song speak for itself. Three.
Rise since I've seen the sunrise, a brandish of all lies. never let it affirm. It's how I'm feeling to begin in my dream world. Eggs expose lies, and eggs destroy lives. Clothes crinkle the wrinkle, the complete opposite of Rip Van Winkle. Living life from tire, burning the fire. I desire pain proof for tire. When hell's my destiny, but I'll be heavenly. Why can't you believe that I'm living in luxury? Why can't you perceive I'm living free? Honestly, a false image unfurls of my fucking dream world. I'm living in a dream world with dream things, and I just turn my face to the vines of pain. The world brings a dream world. A dream world with dream things. I'm living in a dream world with dream things, and I just turn my face to the vines of pain. The world brings a dream world with dream things. A dream, a dream, a dream, a dream, a dream things.
In my dream world, you can count on keep me blind and narrow-minded. You can't count on me, but behind it.
I knew this was
was certain something was working and it wasn't my erection. In the whole way I was jerking. Nah, I'm being serious. This shit made me delirious. It's weird to be here on this, but don't make me curious. I'm telling the truth, yo, I swear to Jehovah. I wish it wasn't real and I wish it would be over, but it wasn't, and I just had to face the truth. So I tilted up my head and I took another look. Now I find it kind of strange that I couldn't see a word. Each and every letter was dark and blurred. That's absurd, I yeah, and I got real close. I grabbed at the right end, struggled and grew. Then I looked really hard to figure what it was. And each and every word all they said was love. Damn, all it said was love. Yeah, alright, check it out. Yeah. Now I don't believe in gods and I don't believe in devils. It's all energies, some different types of levels. And it depends on how you intercept it. Do you accept it or do you reject it? You can try to fight it or just stay divided. Though through true love and unity, the outcome's truly quite it. Not only between us, but self-love as well. The universe is connected, we are never someone else. Sleepwalking and sleep talking. This is where this came from. Don't ever forget your dreams, son. Never forget your dreams, son. Then I awoke, and when I opened my eyes, the words were still there, but a part of me had died. Am I awake and still dreaming? Hell, that's the hard part to decide.
I can see is as far as the eye can see, or even further, yeah. Life's better when you never make a merger with the negative forces ending up for the worser. I focus on making moves like a cursor, yeah. One verse to spurs to make enough inertia to get, yeah, over the hill. They might say I'm over the hill just because I'm overly chilled. Nah. Rap beef gets hilarious until it gets serious. No beef for moke, I just bury this hatchet. If someone made a problem and hatched it, ain't worth my time to dispatch it. Not trying to catch a ratchet in the back of the head just cause some rap that I said. Nah, spread love like doves. You hit your 30s and the streets just become streets. Places to get your groceries or some meat. So as an adult, what's up with dumb beef? Looking like a high school, but why fool with yourself? For your family's health, it's not stealthy. Plus there's a million legal ways to get wealthy. We're giving hip-hop enough of a bad look. So where the presses all get a tad shook when dealing with one of us, not just a ton of us. The underlying truth, life could be wondrous. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs never make a right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs never make a right.
We evolve as the earth revolves. The world gets better with the problems we solve. Think about all the tension unresolved. Think about all the wisdom could be yours. Now when I say think about it, actually think about it. Don't just try to doubt it. You need to dream about it. Close your eyes, visualize eyes, and try to synchronize your mind, body, and soul. So you were hypnotized. Don't read between the lines, thinking that you see the lies. I'm not your demise in some sort of disguise. If you want to get it going, then you gotta get it good. Think about all the things that you really should do, could do, would do, what you're gonna do. All you really have to do is do what you wanna do. If you wanna get it good, then you gotta get it going. Can't have the movement unless you got the motion.
Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs never make a right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs, no right, two wrongs, no right. Two wrongs never make a right. Yeah. My man Dangerous, Dangerous. It's your boy Mocha Only, Mocha Only. And we're doing it like this, this, like this, this. Giving you the messages. One time. One love.
Wrongs, no rights. What's the difference?
Two wrongs, no rights, what's the distance? Two wrongs, no rights, that's the business. For instance, what is this?
Back. We're back on the Madison Show.
Yo, yo.
Yo, 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 babies, babies. What's happening out there in the radio lands? Right away, go ahead. Fat Dog's going to help us out with telling us what we just listened to.
So after Dream World, that was the first one there that we were talking about.
Of yours.
And of mine. And, it goes through the journey of, you know, the first verse. With somebody who's blind and about the world and blocking it off and lives it in his own dream world. The second verse is about a dude who, you know, is blind to what's going on in his own life. You know, talking about how he's a drug dealer, but he's like, yeah, I'm tough, but dude's paranoid and he's, you know, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm good, tweaking. But he's not. And the third verse is actually a very personal verse for me and it outlines my fears, which have not come to fruition, I think, and I'm still going on. And, and I think that works back into about being honest with yourself about what's going on. So you can either say, okay, what I'm doing is working and I'll keep going, or what I'm doing isn't working, so I'll strategize or regroup and I'll strategize and keep going forward, right? And I think that's where Dream World comes in, right? Don't let yourself get locked in a dream world. The song after that.
Truthful with yourself. Honesty will set you free.
Yeah. The next song that we played was called The Sleepwalker by my homeboy J-Dubs. I've been kicking J-Dubs. It with him for a long, long time, man. Over 10 years and solid cat. Love the dude. And, you know, we work together.
Well, and that reminds me, I just have to say hello to Jason Washburn out there doing lights on the movies. Long time no hear, buddy. If anybody hears this, say hi to J-Dub. That's the other J-Dub. Go ahead.
And after that, we had Two Wrongs, No Right.
Yeah.
And that was a remix by my homeboy Dangerous featuring Mocha Only. Mocha O. But yeah, Dangerous is another really good friend of mine. I love working with him, and he's a solid dude as well. And, you know, and he gave us our opportunity to play our first show at a club, you know? So, and we've been rocking with him ever since.
I love how all you rapper types, I like stereotyping people. I love how all you rapper types really support each other in the community. That's really healthy.
But that's hip hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is unity. And, you know, there are rap beefs. You know, there's Snack the Ripper and Mad Child going on right now. I think Snack the Ripper took that, you know, from Mad Child. But, you know, he came out with the harder hidden songs. But,
do they do any of those YouTube things where they go make a video and when they're dissing the other guy and then he comes as a retort? You ever seen those?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, you know, I love the beef, and that's part of the competition of hip hop, right?
It makes it more interesting.
Yeah, but it's also about the unity and the love, you know. As much as there's that, there's more love and more unity in hip hop. And that's what I believe and that's what I see day to day, is that there's more of that in hip hop.
I wish that other people saw the good in life more instead of focusing on all of the negative.
Yeah.
So that's
the thing with this Dog of War album. I mean, we can't play, you know, its entirety today. So, you know, the journey is kind of lost. But at the end of the album, it perks back up again.
So we're going to go out in a few minutes. We're going to leave everybody. I just wanted to do shout outs right away. Shout out to my family. Love to all of the great supporters of the Madison Show, have been instrumental in building this up. And we're definitely going to be bringing you more quality stuff coming up. Thanks to the Maker, God, Lord, and thanks to the station CITR and everybody else. How about yourself? You got any people listening?
Yeah, I just want to take a shout out to my homeboys, J-Dubs, Little J-Dubs. T, Dangerous. I want to shout out Richard Dolmat at Digital Sound Magic Studios, who's mix and mastering all the Dog of War tracks. And actually, I'm in the studio tomorrow morning doing some more. So keeping that heat coming.
Right on.
I'd also like to give a shout out to my girl listening to this up in Prince George. And my man Emilio, if he's listening in. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity now to do a commercial for the Madison Show. If there's anybody who wants to contribute in any way to the Madison Show, like coming and performing your music on this show, I've created this stage here for you. The people, quality talent goes further than a name, by the way, so you can send me an email, vancouvermedicineshow@gmail.com. The medicineshow.ca is going to be launched soon. It's already up. Well, don't go look at it now. This is Don't Look Here Productions, by the way. And I say here instead of right here. Okay. You can hear us like you're listening. We're going to go out with what? Wrap it up. We're going to be coming up with the late night show with DJ Ray coming up next. How about a quick spit of some rhymes, and then we're going to go out on a song. Can you do a quick little
spit of rhymes?
Yeah.
All right.
Who cares? We're going to go over about 2 minutes.
Okay. Yo. This is the third verse from my Stephen Harper diss track. Yo. Step up to the plate, the front line's a point break. Got a critical mass for the PM's estate. That fascist bastard finna master blast, yeah, a mass disaster. When freedoms are stripped, the Constitution is spin, reducing to bits, seduced by the grip. Society slip, we ain't for the shit. C-51, a terrorist fib, but 138 is the only way to resist. Dope your fist to the air like this. And follow my spirit as it appears in my lyrics. Show them force and make their pants shit it straight up. They fear it as we deliver the fury, labeled unruly, a terrorist with the mind. I don't give two shits, right? I'm in command of the night. I'm riding it right. I feel it's a mind. Listen to rot or get your dome split. My poem spits. The shots get hotter. The drama, the energy lava. Stand up for a better tomorrow. Come on. Which I think we all did this past election day. We stood up for a better tomorrow.
I did my part and fired someone a couple weeks ago.
No.
With my vote.
All right.
Welcome. We're going to say goodnight on the Medicine Show. We've just been joined by DJ Ray, who's going to be doing the late night show. Thank you, everybody.
Dope, dope.
Medicine Show. Good night, CeeLo. Yeah. Bye, Fat Dog. Fat Dog.
And listen to this, Release Theory with Max Kala.
Max Kala and Fat Dog.
This shit is critical. We need some simple principles. We're not invincible. Everything dies. So we got to open our eyes while we're still alive. We got to try to create a new culture. Let us free from the greed and the vultures.
Yo, how we do that? Maybe through art?
Maybe through moving from our minds to our hearts.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with a new conversation that could lead to some realizations. Check the space station, download the info. Everybody getting in, we just all kinfo. Fuck the intro, straight to the truth. The power is in the youth and what we produce. Letting it loose in the name of vibration. The boom of creation, a new inspiration. The sweetest sensation swept across the nation. The essence is nascent inside of the seed. The metaphysical blueprint for being free. It's not me, it's not you, it's not faith. It's something from outer space and a much greater race. A taste laced with grace all up in your face. With the future of beauty in your heart, you remember your duty. From the start in my heart I speak truly. Listen to this newly created bliss. You've been waiting for this. Divine consciousness, divine consciousness, divine consciousness, divine consciousness, divine consciousness, divine consciousness. Release yourself from mental slavery. No matter what selves can be our minds. And if you face the world with bravery, you'll be remembered for all time.
Yeah, yeah. Bust out the cave, throw them shadows away. Blame the system that never gave. I give, they take. Came from slavery. You can check my pedigree from the West Indies. But dying, stripping, homie, I still live free. No strings attached, attack me, stand, but I'll never fall back. Maintain my position, ingrained in my dimension. Third, I meditate on the state of my mission. The current affair, be freaking once I make it clear. Behold it to consumption, the assumption is this the only button to press and how we live. But I must confess, this bitch in a mess. Think about your 9 to 5, just think you're fine. Revive for your family, survive. Think about all the things you gotta buy.
But yo, who said you gotta buy?
Well, if you don't, you die. Take a sip of my fruit, elevate your state when I bomb upon foods.
live, never quit. All the things you never get, I guess you never need. Destined to be free from the greed. I do believe the seed will bloom into a tree. And I heard that we turn into eternity. You turn into eternity, you turn into eternity, you turn into eternity. Yeah. You turn into eternity, alright.
Take it to a wicked day, equivalent base day. Regale, replace, exchange your whole race day. Take it to a wicked day, equivalent base day. Regale, replace, exchange your whole race day.
Release yourself from mental slavery.
Release yourself now.
No matter what selves can free your mind.
Free your mind, free your mind.
And if you face the world with bravery,
world with bravery.
You're listening to CITR